Chapter 11. Arthur Reisman. It was October. It was cold and wet. Anna was not very busy at the shop. She was very unhappy. She was a different girl. She seemed older. She didn't go out much. She looked ill. Most of the villagers knew that Anna had quarrelled with Peter. They also knew that she had been to London with Dave. But no one was able to help Anna. She did not talk to anyone. Before, she had been a happy, smiling girl. Now she was sad and lonely. She went to the shop every day. She was waiting for another special customer. Anna did not wait long. It was the middle of the month. Anna was alone in the shop. It was almost lunchtime. A middle-aged gentleman came in. He was a big man with a very large moustache. He was well-dressed, and he was carrying a large briefcase.
"Good morning, miss," he said politely.
"Good morning, sir," said Anna. "Can I help you?"
Anna was very polite, too. She was interested in this man.
"I'm looking for Mr. David Slayton," said the man.
Anna smiled.
"Are you a salesman?" she asked.
She knew that he was not a salesman. He didn't look like a salesman, but she wanted to talk to the man. The man smiled.
"Yes, I am a salesman," he said.
That was not true. Anna knew that the man was lying. Then she said,
"Perhaps I can help you, sir. I usually speak to the salesman."
She looked at the man's case. It had the letters A-R-I-C-S printed on it.
"Thank you," said the man very politely, "but I have a private appointment. I have come from London, and I must see Mr. Slayton."
"I'm sorry," said Anna. "He's very busy at the moment, but I'll tell him you're here. What's your name, please?"
The man smiled.
"Roberts," he said. "Arthur Roberts."
Anna went to the back of the shop. Dave was coming down the stairs.
"There's a man in the shop," said Anna. "He wants to speak to you."
"Thanks," said Dave,
and he went to the front of the shop.
"Good morning, Mr. Reisman," said Dave. "I'm pleased to meet you."
Anna listened. Reisman? The man's name was Reisman, not Roberts. What a liar! The man did not look at Anna.
"I'm pleased to meet you, Mr. Slayton," the man said.
"Please come with me," said Dave. Mr. Reisman followed Dave. They went into the special orders room. A minute later, Dave came out. He came to the front of the shop.
"It's lunchtime, Anna," he said. "You can go home now."
"Thanks, Dave," said Anna. "I'm going in a few moments."
Dave went back to the special orders room. Anna did not leave the shop. She waited. Anna wrote down the letters A-R-I-C-S. She understood A-R, Arthur Reisman, but she did not understand I-C-S. At 1:30, Anna heard noises. Mr. Reisman was leaving. Dave was talking.
"Thank you, Mr. Reisman," said Dave.
"And thank you," said Mr. Reisman. "You have helped me a lot."
"Good," said Dave. "Goodbye, Mr. Reisman. My assistant isn't in the shop, but you can open the door. Goodbye." Dave went upstairs, and Mr. Reisman came into the front of the shop. Anna was sitting quietly in a corner.
"Oh," said Mr. Reisman, "I thought you had gone home."
"No," she said. "I decided to have lunch in the shop today."
Anna and Mr. Reisman looked at each other. They didn't like each other. There was silence. Anna spoke first.
"Would you like to buy some bread, Mr. Roberts?" she said.
"Reisman, my name is Reisman," said the man.
Anna smiled.
"I'm so sorry," she said. "Would you like to buy some homemade bread, Mr. Reisman?"
"It looks delicious," said Mr. Reisman. He was very polite again. "Yes, I'll take some, please. My wife will love it."
"Here you are," said Anna.
She put the bread in a bag.
Then she said, "You can put it in your briefcase."
"My briefcase," said Mr. Reisman. "I haven't got a briefcase."
"I think you've forgotten it," she said. "I'll go and get it for you."
Anna moved towards the back of the shop. Mr. Reisman stepped in front of her. He held her wrists. He was very strong.
"Listen to me," he said. "I don't want that briefcase. Leave it there."
"All right," said Anna. "Please let me go. You're hurting me."
Mr. Reisman let go of Anna and turned towards the door. He left the shop hurriedly. He hadn't taken his bread with him. Anna watched Mr. Reisman leave. Her hands were still hurting 5 minutes later.